should be here, Dave.
Well, when I...
I don't know, I didn't hear from...
Jack was the only one that might have been an issue.
So, back to the little guy in the corner, how's that thing going?
Oh, the guy at the garage, Chris is supposed to be dealing with it, it's all right, he's talking to him. I have a chat, said he's like...
He's got, well, nobody said, yeah, he certainly has made an effort.
Yeah. Right. Hello, Dave.
Griffin's tennis running a little long.
It's too hot to play tennis.
No, we're not according to the school system.
Oh. It's too hot to play soccer.
Well, yeah, they blame that on the other guys.
Do they?
That's what they're claiming.
I got you.
I left it alone.
How are you folks seeing?
Good.
Somebody else come.
Okay. Got everything recorded.
Time to roll with your hair bow.
Boy, it's supposed to be old. They have big jacks up there, isn't he?
Well, we can't hear him. They're on, but we can't hear him.
Calling, or he's just on, is he calling somebody?
Oh.
Can't hear him.
Does anybody know sign?
I'm ready.
Casey has any questions?
I'm ready. No.
No. I know this is more, that's all I know, really.
I thought that was like hungry.
It's, no, just more.
Oh, okay.
I know that's more, I know.
We all good? Karen's not coming?
What's up?
We'll call this meeting of BZA to order, please, would you take role?
Rob Kaufman.
Here.
Dave Eggers. Skylar Early.
Here.
Jack Swindell, he's here.
He's here.
Karen Munson.
We got to make thumbs up, we got to thumbs up.
There we go.
We had an opportunity to look at last meeting's minutes, anybody have any revisions or corrections? If not, I would accept a motion.
So moved.
Motion's been made, we will vote on to accept the minutes as they were printed for us. Those in favor, aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Jack, thumbs up, that's an aye, so we're good. Okay, first case.
We'll go ahead and start, but after the meeting, I've got some issue to bring up, but we'll do that after we get, take care of these folks, so.
Okay.
So the first case this evening is BZA 020-23. Thomas and Barbara Rodenbeck are the petitioners. Petitioners are requesting a variance at 6802 Coriopsis Lane to put a fence up. They live on a corner lot, as you all know, and were restricted, and they already had the fence up. They didn't realize they needed a variance, so when we called, they graciously came in, so. Come on up and...
Step forward and state your name and your case, if you would, please.
Tom Rodenbeck. And I've not been here for like 15 years. We asked for an easement to be erased or whatever the right term is. So what do you want from me? What do you need from me?
Nothing. Basically what I just said, you had your fence up. I mean, you're asking for a variance because
right.
You live on a corner lot.
We worked through our builder, and
right.
He was unaware that we needed a permit.
Right.
And I believe, Jeremy, that he had talked to you about the sidelines and everything.
Yeah.
And the way we've got it, to be honest with you, nobody wants a clear sideline there more than we do.
Right.
Because we'll use that more than anybody. And if there's an accident, we have to deal with that too.
Right.
So,
yeah, just basically...
We're trying to keep a little privacy and keep our dog from running into the road.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Good enough. I assume no questions and nobody opposed. Anybody opposed? Anybody else in favor? If not, I make a motion we approve.
Second.
It's been made and seconded. We will vote.
Jack, how do you vote? Yay? Nay? Okay. Thank you.
Well, this is it.
So that's like 4-3.
So it has been approved 4-0.
Thank you. And might I say that Patty was a pleasure to deal with someone who was kind of frazzled and nervous, and she did a very good job, so thank you.
And we appreciate you coming in, and like I said, you aren't aware of it, so it's not like we don't...
We'll see what you think when we get to know her better.
And you can stay, or you're free to go. You're good, so... Okay, next case, same subdivision as BZA 021-23. Darren Keith is a petitioner. Petitioner is requesting a variance at 6835 Bluebird Lane to put up a fence as well. He already had his fence up and was unaware of the variance part because of the dead-end street that fronts a portion of his fence.
Can you step forward and represent yourself, please?
Hi, my name's Darren Keith. I'm asking for a variance for my lot on 6835 Bluebird Lane for a fence.
This is the one I don't like.
Sorry, watch it.
I make a motion to approve.
Motion's been made. I'll second it.
Jack? Okay, Jack said the word.
It has been approved.
Yep.
4-0.
Yep.
So you're good to go.
Thank you guys for all your help.
Yeah, thanks for coming in, guys.
Yep, thank you.
I just need you to come and get your permit for your fence. Did you already? Yeah, that's all we need.
Okay. I'll have my wife come in.
Sure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Thank you, folks.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So we just need to come in.
Yep, it's $25.
Okay, thank you.
Yep. Anything from the audience? There's just one lone soul out there.
What you got, Jeremy?
Last meeting, not trying to blame anybody, so don't anybody get it, but when we had the thing downtown with the dog grooming, and this is just a reminder for everybody, and couple, two, three aren't here, but can you hear me, Jack? We were in the Liberty session, and I think Dave was still making his point, but Gail Skaggs.
That was on me.
So I just want to make, when we're in the Liberty, I mean, we'd be nice, but we could say, wait, he's still trying to make his point.
I understand. I apologize to Dave for that.
No problem. I just want to remind everybody that, you know, we let our folks talk, and then, because they're going to get excited if it's not what they want to hear.
Oh, sure.
I get that. But if somebody's making a point, in this case it was Dave trying, you know, I don't think that he was quite done with his point when she got up, and I just wanted to make sure that we are going by the rules, so.
And that was, again, that was me and my apologies.
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
I don't think it was an apology thing. It's just procedure thing, I guess.
No, I understand.
Right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
So, other than that, I don't have anything else.
Anybody with anything new or old?
I don't.
Okay.
Jack got anything? Oh, yeah. PJ, sorry.
We can't hear Jack, so it don't matter.
Jack, you want to make a motion to adjourn? Raise your thumb. Jackson made motion, so.
Second, yeah, we'll second that.
All right. We're out. Okay. Thank you, everybody.
I guess you could have called me earlier. We're done, so you're good.
Yeah, he's good, man.
I was going to say, is there any time to see? Does Patty have any idea why I might?
I don't know.
It was
the TV was acting up when I first set it up this morning, so I don't know what's gone on with it.
We don't have any video in the jail, Jack.
Yeah.
Just video.
It does look like a jail wall behind it. Hashtags with numbers up here.
Yeah.
I was thinking like high school.
We'll try to figure it out. Yes, sir.
Looks like a school.
Yeah.
Wall. How does that come about? So you have people out and about checking on things like that? And,
well, you know, these two.
Noticing that?
These two particular, somebody, I think, in the subdivision that had already have one.
Okay.
I was unaware, you know, the houses were built, and unaware that they had a fence, and then one of the neighbors called and said,
see you guys.
Hey, they to take the variance. I'm not here all the time, but Matty's like, they did. So we contacted them to say, hey.
So that's not your guys, that's not you out and about?